They have not went up, but I'm stable. Praise the Lord for
Amen.
My little.
Amen. Praise God. That's awesome, Joni. Good job. And just be consistent and watch it work for you. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Give us your name and where you're coming from.
Virginia, good morning. Praise God. This is LaShawn in Delaware.
Good morning, LaShawn. I heard another caller out there. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Virginia Whitaker, hometown Missouri.
Good morning, Mother Whitaker. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How y'all doing?
We're doing wonderful. Welcome back to the Master's Call. Who else just joined us this morning?
Tiffany from Columbia, South Carolina.
Good morning, Tiffany from Columbia, South Carolina. How are you this morning?
Great.
Great. Wonderful. Who else just joined us on the call this morning? Well, we welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Ronnie calling from Tacoma, Washington.
Good morning, Ronnie. How are you this morning?
Blessed.
Amen. Well, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. If you have not yet done so, give us your name and where you're calling from. You still have time. Well, we welcome each one of you to the Master's Call, and I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I'm in Inglewood, California, where it is still dark outside, but I am happy, happy to be here on this 9/11, on this Testimony Tuesday, because truly I can say that God is awesome, God is great, and He is worthy to be praised. And I'm going to ask Sister Willa, if she would get prepared to come to the line right now and open us up in a word of prayer. Good morning. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Patty from Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning from Michigan. How are you today?
I'm blessed.
Amen. Good morning. Who else just joined us on the Master's Call? Willa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead and open us up in a word of prayer.
Lord, miss. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I can, Willa. I can hear you. I'm sorry. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me now? Because
I can.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So, Father God, we come to you this morning seeking you, giving you praise, honor, and glory. We love you, Lord. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Father, we thank and praise you for the Master's Call. We thank and praise you, O God, that we can come somewhere early, O Lord, with our concerns, with our praise, with our testimony, to share, to glorify you, to seek you, just to say thank you, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you for getting them through the trials and tribulations, the ups, the downs, the hurts, the heartbreaks, oh Lord. Father, we thank and praise you that you told us that you would never leave us or forsake us. Father, so we ask that you continue to gird them up. Father, we ask that you continue to put your ever-loving arms around them, particularly, oh God, just as Dr. Vanessa and her family go through the experience of the homegoing of her father, their loved one, oh God. We know, Father God, that even though we know you said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, there is still a void here on earth. So, Father, fill that void in Jesus' name. Fill it with the pleasant memories, with your love, Father. Fill it with whatever you need to do to get them through this time. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family because they hearkened unto your voice. And look at where they are now. Look at where your people are now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for this testimony Tuesday because we know that without a test, there is no testimony. Father, I lift up those of who are on our prayer list. But before I do that, Lord, I just ask that you forgive us of our sins and help us, oh God, to be like you in our words, Lord, and our thoughts, Lord, and our attitudes in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up those who are on the prayer request list right now. Father, I lift up Joni and just thank you, Father, for how you have blessed her, how you have watched over her. Father, I lift up Rushi. I lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts. I lift up Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, her family and father. I lift up Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Lord, I thank you, Father, for how you are a healer and you are still in the healing business. Father, I lift up my friend and her family, Ophelia Washington and Ernest Washington. Oh, Lord, as the doctor said, that he is making his transition. Father, and as we go on to be with the family, I just thank and praise you for traveling mercies as we are on our way. Father, and I just thank you for touching the family, Lord, and being with them and comforting the Washington family in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we just thank you for this testimony Tuesday. We know that there are many testimonies out there, and because of you, we have a testimony. Because of the faith we have in you, because we walk by faith and not by sight, even when things don't look right, it still comes out as a testimony. So we give you praise right now. We call it all done. And, Lord, we thank you that this call will go forth with clarity, unhindered, unchecked, oh, Lord. Father, we bind Satan in Jesus' name, and the blood of Jesus runs through the phone lines, through the reception, that it will go through with clarity, and everyone will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Tiffany. Tiffany, back to you.
Amen. Good morning. Can you hear me, Willow?
I can, LaShawn. God, good morning. God bless you, my sister.
Thank you. Good morning. And good morning, TMC family. Welcome, 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 everybody. And all our new listeners, our dedicated Jesus listeners, we just thank you all for tuning in to the Master's Call this morning. The Master's Call is... We give words to our Father God. We celebrate and love each other on a daily. And we encourage you to please go to our website so you could get more information about our call. All you have to do is go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you will be able to see all our messages downloaded from the beginning of our call. I just got a text message and I was breaking up a little bit and it was a little static. So, Satan, I rebuke you. You are not going to interrupt this call. So we thank you. So I apologize if you missed anything that I said. But all you have to do if you want to listen to our call today, later on, if you heard a testimony or heard something that blessed you and you want to hear it again, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085 with the same code 957-677. And if you would like to hear our calls on a daily basis, please tweet it, Facebook it, Tumblr it, everything. Get other people on the line and get them excited. So today, as you heard, is Testimony Tuesday. The children of God are going to come forward and let you know what God has done for you. I would like to say that God sent an angel in my life last week for being obedient and listening to his word, and I was able to get a blessing from our platinum president. So I thank you. I thank you, Gail Mathis, Platinum President Gail Mathis, for listening to God's voice and being that vessel. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, when things seem bleak and they seem like a test, that is what God is doing. He's showing you that in the name of Jesus, he will do anything for you if you trust and believe. Today is 9/11, and as a native New Yorker, I will be remiss if I don't give a moment of silence to those who lost their lives on 9/11. Although it may seem like horrific and it may have been really sad for all of us and those around it, just know that there's a testimony somewhere in that situation. There was someone who got closer to a family member through that situation. There was someone who got closer to Jesus and gave their life back to God because of that situation. So although we lost many, Father God knows that the kingdom gained more. So just keep those families in prayer. Just keep those survivors in prayer. Just keep those in prayer and know that there's always a testimony in the test. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring on the line We're going to bring on the line Tammy or Dr. PK so that we can find out who's on the board that would like to give their testimony. And it could be something like my TV turned on this morning. I woke up and the refrigerator was filled when I thought there was nothing but an egg and mayonnaise in there. Whatever you feel that God delivered you from, please feel free to share it on the line. Amen. So I'm not sure who our first testimony is, but we welcome you on the line.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Dr. PK, how are you?
I'm super fantastic. God is good. God is absolutely awesome, LaShawn, and I thank God for you and your testimony this morning and for what God is doing for you. I also thank God that you took the time to just remember. See, September is the month to remember. And we do want to remember those who lost their lives, who died in service, and those who died just trying to survive on September the 11th. All of us can remember where we were if we just take a moment. I remember I was in Hawaii, and my daughter called. I was already up in prayer, and when she called, she said, "Mama, you know, you need to turn the TV on. And I need to know if you are going to have to leave Hawaii and come here and do whatever." And I said, "What in the world are you talking about?" And she said, "Mama, just turn the TV on." And I remember looking at that thing and thinking to myself, this has to be a movie. This can't be America. I said, somebody is crazy enough to attack America. Are you out of your mind? And so that's the way I feel when Satan comes to attack the children of God, and he does. That's his M.O.S. That's what he does. He comes to destroy. He knows what he is to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so you all today, throughout the day, not just this morning, will we take time to remember those who lost their lives then, and the service members, the firemen, who absolutely worked diligently during that time to, you know, just bring some semblance of order. And then also remember how devastation pulled people together. And I'm telling you, I've never seen the United States so united until at that point where people were actually praying. I remember President Bush coming on the TV saying, "You all, come on, let's pray. We declaring this time a time of prayer." And so we need to remember all those things. This is Testimony Tuesday. I have a lot to say today, but I want to open up with this verse in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 35th verse. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and the 35th verse. And it says, so don't throw it all away now. This is, you all know I love the Message Bible. Don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourself then. It's still a sure thing. But you need to stick it out. Stand with God's plan so you will be there for the promised completion. Don't throw it all away now. Don't throw it all away now. Tammy, if you could help me work this board this morning as we open up the Q&A section, please, and allow people to come in, and we are going to get testimonies. You all, I am so thankful to God. Who do we have on the line that's ready to give a word? And a very short one, because we have quite a few people. So if we can make it 45 seconds, we'd appreciate it this morning. Okay? Who do we have, Tammy?
You. If they had star 6, that'll bring them into the queue. The first one is 678. 678, you're unmuted. Hit star 6 to come into the queue. Rushi, you're open. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am so grateful this morning that I'm still a part of the artist family, and I like to lift up my papa, which is Papa DeLeon. I've been a member of the 100 children. I got my email this morning about 3 o'clock from Alfredo, and I'm so grateful that they thought enough to put me in there. And I also would like to lift up Mrs. Ferris King, Dr. King, only sibling that's living is my client. Her birthday is today, 911, and that means so much to me. I also have a house note at 911, so I'm still blessed. And just want you to know that God is good all the time. Want to lift up everybody on this call that we stay prayerful. Stay prayerful. I was honored on last week at the last Saturday at Transform 90 for the VIP of artists for doing so much for everyone in the artist family along with the Diaz de Leon family. I'm so grateful. I don't take it slightly, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to know, just keep pushing. Nothing will stop us now. That we have the best nutrition, the best company, the best compensation plan, and the best product. So, ladies and gentlemen, and the reshaping line, you all don't know what you have until you get out here and work this business like your life depends on it. I got out yesterday and was able to do two business builders within 4 hours. Left home at 5 o'clock, and at 9:30, 10 o'clock, I had two to see me through. So I'm going to continue to work like my life depends on it. I'm so full this morning to know that this call just blesses us.
Ruchi, you are absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for your testimony. And I am so, so happy that you are one of the 100 because you deserve it. And God bless you. And we are praying and thanking God for Sister King's birthday today. And thank God that she's also on your team. God bless you as you go. The next one in the queue is
Jackie317. Jackie.
Step forward to the line, to the front of the line, Miss Jackie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to
everyone.
I just want to give a quick praise and thank the Lord for my new nephew that arrived this Sunday, this past Sunday. And as you know, you guys have been praying for him. There was some complications throughout the entire pregnancy. It was one of those stress pregnancies, and at one time that he threatened to enter the world, and they said he wasn't ready yet. Mm-hmm. But I thank God that he let him stay there until he was ready, and he's a beautiful, vibrant baby. So thank you for your prayers, and I thank God for his life.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. My mom used to say, Jackie, some go and some come. Thank God some die and some are born. But that is the rhythm of life. I thank God for you this morning, and congratulations on you all's new bundle of joy. God bless you. Who else do we have in the queue this morning?
Platinum President Marie Preston, you're open.
Good morning out there. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Talk
to
all
right. Good morning to my artist family and to you, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Robinson. I thank you for praying for my father. He's been in ICU since last Thursday, and it was looking real bad, but now it looked real good. He coming straight from ICU. They thinking about letting him come home today. So we do know prayer changes things. So we thank all of y'all for your prayer. Thank you, Dr. PK, for being here standing by us. And we love you guys, and I'm on my way to the doctor to get a good report, and then I'm going to see about my papa. Love y'all. Y'all have a good day out there, and keep praying for us.
Love you so very much. It was such an honor to step in that hospital. When you call, I'm telling you, you don't call for much. But when you do call, and especially call my name, I just happened to have been with Platinum President Gail Mathis at the time. And that little BMW was dotting in and out. Said, we got to get to Marie. That's where we going, straight to her. And so we just thank God for you and for what you bring to the artist family. We all love you, Marie. We love you. We love your family. And we are praying for you during this time in your life and during this season. God bless you. We love you. Who else do we have in the queue? Okay, you all, Marie is not going because she's sick. She's just going because she need a checkup. She's over 50. Uh-huh. And all of us need to go and get our checkups. We need to know what this body is saying and how well these products are working on this body. Yeah.
Praise God. 708.
Who else do we have in the queue?
708, Illinois.
708, come on in to the front of the line.
You got Evangelist Gwen Bailey coming to the line.
I praise God. So good to hear your voice. Come on and give us a testimony.
It is so good to hear your voice and good to be heard on this side of glory, because why would my soul be cast down? Why would I be disquieted when I must sing of his praises and hope in our God? For yet shall I praise him who is the health of my countenance. For many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I come to let you all know Psalms 34 is real. The Lord delivered them out of them all. And I'm here to let you all know that no sickness or evil will destroy you, but we shall live and enjoy the fruits of our labor. I'm thanking God this morning because he is continuously bringing us through and showing us that he is going to satisfy the long life. I'm thanking God this morning on Sunday. You know, I stepped in the sanctuary, and I had only been going to one service. And the Holy Spirit is good to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed, and there was a healing message that came forth. And I tell you, if I didn't shout all over that place and roll over the place and bring the service into a praise before the Lord, because we have to enjoy the strength of the Lord. And I tell you, there's not a bit of language this morning, but what you all have done imparted into my life. Many didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who will and who did. And I'm thanking God for healing on this morning. I'm thanking him because we are in grace in healing. Do you know to have the TMC family stand with me? And you're not on that website right now, but let me tell you, God has not forgotten his servant. I want to thank God. A woman walked up to me Sunday and told me God told her to put me in her budget. Don't you know God's got to tell you to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thanking God because he has not forgotten me. It's almost been a year and a half that I have not working. But you know God has kept me. He has kept my business. He has kept our deliverance team. I was in the meeting on Sunday, and Mother, let me tell you, Dr. P.K. Preston, 138 souls on my team came to the Lord. My timbre is still speaking in the earth, still encouraging people, still telling people that the Lord is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to receive this word and able to give it out as I learn how to go in and out until my total manifestation comes. I had a manifested week because I'm decreeing it is a manifested week. Even before we get to Friday, I'm telling you my soul is sanctified and feeling good, and my mother will be totally healed. The nurse is coming today. I'm believing for a good report because we are in triple blessings right now. Because September, we remember God. And I just want to let you all know that based on who God is, miracles, I'm looking for miracles and healing, and I'm receiving his word and everything that God said. We don't have to drift from it because I'm seeing the artist products work. God has blessed me with supernatural power. We got common sense, and we got the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thanking and praising God this morning because I'm getting stronger every day. Every day I rest, I'm getting stronger. Every day he's sending new mercies to me. I can't tell it all this morning, but I just want to be obedient and release the word of him. Don't put a whole lot of focus on what the devil's doing. Put focus on what God is doing. And worship him in spirit and in truth, because it's his great joy.
Let me ask you something. You say that you are using the artist products, and, of course, I know you are on the what you have to be on from the doctors, but what is your artist regimen right now?
Right now I do take the NutriShake, and I do take the Green LaVie. I take them religiously every morning.
Okay.
And then I have something that Dr. Karen put together, a mixture that I have on a paper that I do. Long time ago when we were on the call with Dr. Karen, she told how to boost your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two things that I use every morning. The cream of me.
Those who want to can get you some more of those products, because as long as you have them readily available. You can just use them freely. And I want you to just have enough that you can just drink it all through the day, give it to your mama all at night, and just have plenty of it on hand. And that's what, you know, the Platinum B.J. Brown and Gail Mathis and Dorothy Cook and Marie Preston did for my husband and I when we were going through. And it made it just so much easier for my mind for us to just have it there available. I thank you so very much for your testimony this morning. Everybody in your mind, I want you to throw your mind toward Gwen Beatty's household right now. Reach your hand out, and the strength and the power of God that is going through your hand to her right now. We speak strength in your body, healing from the top of your head to the from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, inside and out, every cell be healed in Jesus' name. When Evangelist Gwen, we love you so much. And when you talk about those souls being saved, girl, I almost leaped off this couch to run around this here place. I thank God for you this morning. God bless you. Who else do we have in the queue, Miss Tammy?
Praise God, the queue is actually empty, and
okay,
we're going to clear it, but LaShawn has a testimony that she wants. If anyone wants to come in the queue, they can hit star 6 after hearing LaShawn, and we'll get you on.
As LaShawn is coming, I just also want to thank God this morning for the word that he gave me this morning from Hebrews 10 and 35 is what I said. And now I'm reading from the King James, New King James Version, and it says, therefore, and I love what Evangelist Beatty just said from Psalms 37, but this is also, it kind of builds on, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. God has made promises to us today, and we want to receive the promises of God. Sister LaShawn, are you in the queue?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Can you hear me?
All right, make it short and sweet, and we're going to get on off here today.
Amen. This is on behalf of my Aunt Emma in South Carolina. She turned 71 on Sunday, and this is the same lady that the Mathis Call family prayed for when the doctors only gave her weeks to live. When I last saw her, I gave her some Levine, and my uncle Levitt was a little resistant about it because he said it wasn't like quote-unquote medicine from the doctor, but I said, believe in this, and I prayed with my aunt, and she started drinking the Levine, and I'm here to tell you that the blood pressure is stabilized. I'm here to tell you that her diabetes is not as rampant as it was, and although she's still on dialysis, she says that she had more energy after using the Levine than she did when they gave her the traditional medicine. So I just want to let everybody out there know the product works.
Amen. Amen. The product works. Amen. Thank you, LaShawn. Thank you. You all, we have been praying for artists, and we have been praying that people can realize truly that the vision of Papa's is the vision of the company, and it comes straight from God, meaning that we should put God first, and then we are going to put our families, and we're going to enjoy, have fun, and life, and have a great lifestyle as we go. So now, you all, we have some exciting information for you. As you all know, we have in October, we'll have been on this call for 3 years, the morning master's call. And it has gone through a few transitions, and we have just been following the leading of God, and it has been great. And Pastor Vanessa, and I thank you very much for what you have done. We will continue the Master's Morning Call, and the Master's Morning Call is going to be with Scripture and some testimonies. We were doing testimonies Tuesdays and Thursdays. We will probably minimize that to just probably on Tuesdays or Thursdays once a week. Why? Because right after our call, beginning on Monday, the 17th of September, our own first platinum, Miss Dorothy Cook, is going to be coming on with a morning motivation call. And it's going to come on right after our call, immediately at 7:30. So that means that we will go on and finish our call at 7:30 so that you guys can get on that call. And the morning, the MMC call, the morning motivational call, is going to pertain to, Robin, I know you're going to be happy to hear this. It's going to be primarily about the artist products. Our call is for the, we want our call to continue to be about putting the master first, yes, but practicality. It doesn't make any sense for you to pray and then get up and do nothing. And so we want to kind of put these things together. We want to work in harmony. I want to dispel any rumor that would go out to destroy this call before it starts. And I want you to know that we are all working together, and we are all in artists together. And so Ms. Dorothy Cook is here, and she's going to just give her testimony this morning, and she's going to further reiterate what I have already said. And it's all in the back office. I mean, it was just amazing to me that the proper moves quickly, and everything is in the back office about this call. And so we just thank God that everything is just lining up. God is so awesome. Miss Dorothy? I cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Can hear you now.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm excited about this day. I'm excited about just being alive and healthy and knowing that God is still God and thankful that man is not God. It's just an awesome, awesome day. I have been truly blessed by Artists International. Papa Des De Leon have wishes and things he's asked me to do, and so with pleasure I do them. So we're going to start a morning motivational call. The call will start Monday morning. It will not be a prayer call. You will have just finished the prayer call. Of course, everything we do, we bless God, and we ask God to bless what we do. But the call will be to motivate the masses, motivate you, get your day started. Hey, you had your juice this morning. Tell me about it. Tell me about what you did yesterday. How did your showcase go? What did you need to do better? What happened? How many people you put in a garment? Listen, let me tell you this. If you do this, this will happen. It will not be a training call. It will be a testimony. I want to hear who got promoted. I want to hear what you did. I want to hear at the last hour that night at 12, 20 hour time or 2 o'clock Vegas time, how you were still pushing. I just want to motivate the masses because we need each other. And sometimes it takes another person what they've done to lift up another one. So it's time that we come together, reach out to each other, and just help each other lift up, be lifted up and build each other up. And that's what this call is going to be about. We're going to start out at a half an hour. If it needs to be more, then we will. But I want, especially if you know any new people, I really want them on the call because I want them to hear that artists is alive and well, and if you do this business, things will happen to you. And there are certain things you need to do. And especially if you're in a town or a place by yourself, we really want you on the call. So you'll be able to ask questions, and we'll get your questions answered. We have not figured out how yet. But, you know, anytime you start something up great and new, it just takes off. And because we're so excited about artists, we don't know anything. But all I know is we want to be, you know, be here for you.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to have a motivational script for the day for you to write down and meditate on, and it won't necessarily always be a Bible verse, but it'll be a great motivational Quote, an affirmation. Yeah. So look forward to that. I want to see you on the call. Let everybody know that you're on the call. It will be at 7:30 immediately following the master's call.
Mm-hmm.
The number is in your back office.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor PK has a number out there. I took it out to her, so I don't have it. But listen, I love you. God loves you so much more. Be proud to be a part of the greatest company in the world. I tell people some things is just business and some things is God business. Make sure you know which is what. Have a wonderful day. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so very much. I want everybody to get this information out so that we will start the day off putting God first, the master first. We will continue to pray. We will continue to give you scripture every day. We are on the master's morning call, and then we will go right into the morning motivational call. And we are happy to hear from the voice of the first platinum in this company, because we will have an opportunity, all of our new people will have an opportunity to get guidance and hear what it is that Papa will have her doing. It's some exciting things that he has asked and requested her to do, that she needs a little time to get those things done. So she needs a voice out here, and I'm, and she needs to be heard. So you all come on and let's pray for her. Lift her up. Lift all of our platinums up. Lift all our leadership up. Lift up Papa. Lift everybody up so that we can go forward and do the things that God is calling us to do. The number is 605-475-4700. And it's all in your back office, and we are also going to put it in ours as well, Tammy. 533-342-POUND. Again, 605-475-4700, 533-342-POUND. Praise God. Our scripture for today, so don't throw it all away now, Message Bible. You were sure of yourself then. It's still a sure thing, but you need to stick it out. Stand with God's plan so you'll be there for the promised completion. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today, and we give you the glory, God, for who you are. You are our Father. You are the one who has given us our purpose and plan. You are the one who give us hope in times when it appears to be so dark that we know not where to turn. You are the one who lifts up a bow down head, men broken hearts. You are the one, God, who have led us and brought us together through this great company called Artists. And on today, we come to you thanking you for all that you have given us to do on today, for the missions that you have assigned to our lives. And so, God, I thank you and praise you. Thank you for this master's morning call. Thank you for Pastor Vanessa and the staff, for Benita and Tiffany and Tammy, and for LaShawn, and for Benita and Willa, and for Candy. Thank you, dear God, and we bless your name on today for how you have brought us together to be great prayer warriors for you. We thank you for the listeners, for Pastor Evangelist Gwen Beatty, and how you are just taking her forward, and how she will be the testimony that would just shine in extravaganza. We decree and declare it now in Jesus' name. And God, right now, we ask that on this day, you order our steps so that we will go where you would have us go, say what you would have us to say, and bless your people as you would have us to bless them. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you the glory. Amen and amen. Go out, have a super fantastic day, and know that God is better than good. God is great, as my friend Mr. Greg Cartwright says. Have a great, great day. Bye-bye.